I've been waiting all day for Henry. I'm so excited. I got my driver's license yesterday, and Daddy said I could take the Fiat to Ruth's party tonight. Mama doesn't like this at all. But since Daddy has already said yes, she can't do much about it. I can hear them arguing in the library after dinner. You could have asked me.
It seemed harmless, Lucy.
I take my book and walk out to the meadow. I lie down in the grass. The sun is beginning to set. It's cool out here, and the grass is full of little white moths. The sky is pink and orange over the trees in the west, and an arc of deepening blue over me. I am thinking about going back to the house and getting a sweater when I hear someone walking through the grass. Sure enough, it's Henry. He enters the clearing and sits down on the rock. I spy on him from the grass. He looks fairly young, early 30s maybe. He's wearing the plain black t-shirt and jeans and high tops. He's just sitting quietly, waiting. I can't wait a minute longer myself, and I jump up and startle him.
Jesus, Claire, don't give the geezer a heart attack.
You're not a geezer. Henry smiles. He's funny about being old. Kiss, I demand, and he kisses me.
What was that for?
He asks. I got my driver's license. Henry looks alarmed.
Oh, no. I mean, congratulations.
I smile at him. Nothing he says can ruin my mood. You're just jealous.
I am, in fact. I love to drive, and I never do.
How come?
Too dangerous.
Chicken.
I mean for other people. Imagine what would happen if I was driving and I disappeared. The car would still be moving, and kaboom. Lots of dead people and blood. Not pretty.
I sit down on the rock next to Henry. He moves away. I ignore this. I'm going to a party at Ruth's tonight. Want to come? He raises one eyebrow. This usually means he's going to quote from a book I've never heard of or lecture me about something. Instead, he only says,
But Claire, that would involve meeting a whole bunch of your friends.
Why not? I'm tired of being all secretive about this.
Let's see, you're 16, I'm 32 right now, only twice your age. I'm sure no one would even notice, and your parents would never hear about it.
I sigh. Well, I have to go to this party. Come with and sit in the car, and I won't stay in very long, and then we can go somewhere.
We park about a block away from Ruth's house. I can hear the music all the way down here. It's Talking Heads once in a lifetime. I actually kind of wish I could go with Claire, but it would be unwise. She hops out of the car and says, Stay, as though I'm a large, disobedient dog, and totters off in her heels and short skirt towards Ruth's. I slump down and wait.
As soon as I walk in the door, I know this party is a mistake.